It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me, we have Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. And also on the line with us is David Schoenberg. He is the regional sales manager for Windstar Cruises. Welcome back, David. It's nice to have you on with us again.
Thanks, Michelle. Really happy to be here.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about our big sort of meeting that we're having today. It is happening at Merrill Lynch. Elise, can you give us the details?
Sure. What we're doing with our partner with Merrill Lynch, we're inviting David will be there from Windstar, and we'll be just giving you a little bit more information. We'll have a 20-minute informational video so you can see for yourself what it's about. You'll have an opportunity to talk to us. We'll have some of the TravelWise team there. Mm-hmm. And we have quite a few offers that are very special, and there's a special offer being offered, and you must attend the event in order to receive that tonight, too.
That's nice.
It'll be a way to introduce Windstar to you in a 3D version, shall we say.
Okay, that's great. And that's happening tonight at the Merrill Lynch building that's right downtown in Santa Rosa, 6 o'clock. Do you need to RSVP for this, Elise?
It would be nice to know how many people are coming, just so we have enough nibbles for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But your presence is there. If you can't get to the phone or you can't send an email, just show up, and I think you'll be very pleased. We also have our other partner, Uniworld River Cruises, who will also be present.
Great.
So you'll have a presentation. You'll have a time to ask questions. There'll be flyers with different offers on there, and some special prizes at the end.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk more about Windstar. We've talked just briefly in our last episode and just really had a lot of fun talking with you, David, about how special Windstar Cruises are. Really luxury, especially the size of the ships makes it just so much fun to go on a cruise with Windstar. Tell us about some of the fun getaways that are happening this summer and fall.
So this summer, we're doing something really special. We've just started our second season in Alaska, and Windstar does Alaska unlike any other cruise line. In fact, we like to think we're the cruise line for people that don't actually like to cruise. And so what we're doing is we're going to have a series of 11 or 12-night voyages between Vancouver and Anchorage, and these voyages will be run the way an expedition cruise would be run. And what that means is that we're going to go into some of these smaller ports, the places those big ships can't get into.
Mm-hmm.
And then our expedition team will then start offering exclusive small group tours right off the back of a ship using our specially manufactured kayaks and Zodiacs.
Wow.
So it's going to be very much like an expedition experience in several of the ports. But yet, when you have your small ship that you come back to, you've got your luxury product with your amazing food, amazing service. And, of course, on these small ships, this particular ship, the Star Legend, is an all-suite ship. So you get all this space to relax and enjoy your stateroom.
Wow. And it really sounds like with this smaller ship and with going on these Zodiacs and special kayaks that the one thing I think that people sort of get turned off by with cruises is just the crowds. You know, you end up in a port and there's a bazillion other people there, and you don't get to really enjoy the location as it maybe seems like in the tour guides, that you look at online. You think, oh, it's so great, right? But you get there and there's a bazillion people there. With these options, you're going to places where the other cruise lines can't go, so you eliminate that crowd factor.
Absolutely. And we will go to a couple of the larger iconic ports because we don't want to just cruise right past places like Juneau and Ketchikan.
Right.
But the special part is, like you said, when we go into these smaller little inlets and fjords, like places like Tracy Arm and Wrangell and Misty Fjords, these are the places where our guests get to enjoy these excursions and they get up close and personal in these small groups with a guide.
Yeah.
And our guides will live aboard the ship for the entire cruise, and each evening we'll be offering lectures and education regarding what the guests are about to come experience. So it's a very educational, interactive type of cruise.
And what about opportunities to see wildlife?
You know, of course, there's no guarantees, but on last year's cruises, we've seen some fantastic photos of course, bald eagles in Alaska. There were a few bear sightings, which is always good, especially when you're keeping your distance.
Right.
and of course, because we're on the water and we're in Alaska, there are whales almost everywhere up there, and that's really exciting. So everybody loves to see whales, and the fact that we're on a small ship and we're not in a big rush to go anywhere means we can kind of just hang back and watch these whales when we see a pod of whales and deviate just a little bit off of our schedule.
Wow, that's so cool. And also, you've gotten quite a few sort of great awards and recognition for the WinStar Cruises from Condé Nast, who, you know, is one of the top names in rating travel. Tell us about those awards and being on the hot list.
You know, it's something that started a few years back. We have a huge investment from our ownership group, and they've really improved our product and made it to the point where now folks like the Condé Nast magazines and others have taken notice, and they've added us to their award list. And that's because we're doing things so special and so unique, and our guests are coming back saying, you know, this was a fabulous experience. I want to go again.
Yeah.
And that's why we're racking up these awards.
And you've also got a great partnership with the James Beard Foundation, and especially in Alaska. I know that I saw pictures of the first Copper River salmon coming to Seattle via a plane. I guess it's always a really big deal there. But in Alaska, of course, salmon, seafood, you've got some amazing opportunities for great cuisine. And then pairing together with the James Beard Foundation, how does that work?
So our James Beard partnership has us serving many special James Beard award-winning dishes throughout the cruise. In fact, when one of our guests opens their menu at night, there'll be one or two selections each evening that are from a James Beard chef who has actually been on board a WinStar cruise and created these dishes for our guests. And then these recipes are taught to our staff, and they recreate them. And then, of course, we give recognition to the chef and the restaurant that they're from. And they come from restaurants all over the world. And it's a nice added touch to be on an expedition-style cruise that has amazing gourmet food and the amazing service that WinStar always offers.
Are there particular cruises that might have one of those James Beard chefs on board?
I never thought you'd ask, Michelle. We actually do this about six times a year.
Okay.
And so that's how we've been able to accumulate all these recipes so far. But there's definitely one coming up in September. I believe it's September 24th. It's a coastal voyage going from Vancouver to San Diego. And the beauty of this is that the chef from the San Francisco Bay Area will be on board, a James Beard award-winning chef, and she will be doing everything from cooking demonstrations to cooking for the whole ship. And then when we stop in these ports, places like Seattle and Sausalito and Monterey, some of these places are just an amazing port for food and for wine. And so we'll offer some shore excursions that will be food and wine related, and the chef will accompany our guests. And it's going to become a whole food and wine production for about 10 days on board the Star Legend heading to San Diego.
Okay, so that's the one I want. This looks so amazing. Vancouver to San Diego. So, I mean, I guess you might need your passport because you are going to Canada for part of this. But my goodness, just visiting all along the coast to see beautiful spots, have amazing food. And I mean, there I see all these different descriptions of being also able to have Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. Not to knock Sonoma County Pinot Noir, but Willamette Valley is excellent as well. Fresh plates of crab from Sausalito, and then, of course, all of your wonderful trips up into Canada and all along the West Coast. Oh, my goodness. Well, so amazing.
You know, the nice thing about this Pacific journey is that you're overnight in port. You're also just not going in at 8 and coming out at 6. You're overnight. In Portland, you're overnight, and in the Bay Area, you're overnight. So it makes you not have to rush and be on a time clock, which is nice. Plus, you have some days at sea, so you can relax a little, enjoy the ship. And, you know, one of the things that many people don't realize is that WinStar, your water, your soda, your cappuccino, they're included. Mm. So when you're thinking about that, you're getting a sweet size, a suite style room, shall we say, instead of just a little box to live in for
a
few
days. Right, right. I am talking with Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, as well as David Schoenberg, and he is from WinStar Cruises. We're talking about some of the amazing trips that you can take, especially those that might involve a culinary experience or two, which could really sort of stand out in your memory as just so much fun on a cruise, just special things that you would not necessarily get to enjoy on other cruise lines. And you have a great opportunity to learn a lot more that's happening this evening in downtown Santa Rosa at the Merrill Lynch Building, which is, I believe, there on E, is it? E and
yes,
2nd,
it,
I think?
The address is 90 South East Street.
Okay, great. Great. And that's at 6 o'clock this evening, 6 to 7:30. We'll have a couple appetizers and some beverages. And you'll also have an opportunity to learn a lot more, plus get specials that will only be available this evening with WinStar Cruises. So that's an incentive to head on out and really learn a lot more and take advantage of great opportunities like this. We're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free 1 hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday and Saturday mornings, 8:30 to 1, continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. The first of the season's local strawberries, blueberries, and stone fruit are arriving. Stony Point strawberries are super sweet. Coyote Family Farms has an abundance of beautiful flowers, as well as lettuce and the first sugar snap peas. Newfeld Farm has early peaches and nectarines. Skyview Farm has lots of flower starts. Toscano Family Farm is selling their organic dried stevia natural sweetener, garlic, and peppers. Sushi Shubu Japanese Food has ramen and teriyaki bowls. Stop by the Greek Table for some great hummus, pita chips, and Greek salads. Bud's Custom Meats has fresh, locally grown meats, and get the freshest catch at Santa Rosa Seafood. Find out why we were voted Best Farmers Market in Sonoma County again in 2018.
Check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. My name is Michelle Marquis. And on the line with me, I have Elise Corey, the owner of Travelwise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, and also David Schoenberg from Windstar Cruises. And you'll have a chance to meet both of them this evening. We are having a free little get together where you can really learn a lot more about Windstar Cruises and all of their specials. They will have some specials that will only be available this evening. And we're meeting again this evening at Merrill Lynch. It's in downtown Santa Rosa, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Lots of great content for you to check out, some videos, slideshows, all different kinds of cool things for you to really get into why this is such a great opportunity for travel. So let's talk a little bit about some last-minute specials that people might be able to get in on. Elise, you sent me a flyer about 7 for 7. Can you and David tell me a little bit about this?
Well, normally the 7 for 7, Windstar chooses 7 cruises every 7 days that they have a special on, and it could be close in, it could be for 2020, but there's significant savings, and some of them, you know, you have to book it by a certain date, otherwise it's gone. And that's one of the inspirations to go and do that. Plus, we're offering some extra shipboard credit tonight, plus maybe some other prizes.
Ooh,
so
nice.
You have to be present.
Okay.
You can't say, well, sorry about that. So come learn. When you see for yourself and you understand, you'll know why Windstar is such an amazing cruise line. It's smaller. You get to have lectures from experts. And some of the offers that we have, which there'll be a flyer at the event, we're offering, these are 2020. And we have San Juan and the Virgin Islands. We have in the wake of the Spanish Armada, Yachtsman's Harbors of the Riviera, Alaskan Splendors, 11 days starting at $27.99.
Wow.
Now that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Riviera Romance, Fire and Ice, Ireland and Iceland together.
Oh, neat. That's cool.
That's a really interesting itinerary. And one of my favorite is Ancient Wonders of Greece and Ephesus. And that seems to be one of the popular ones. But, Dave, maybe you want to tell us what's so special about these 7 for 7s if I haven't explained it well enough.
Well, I think you've actually nailed it. It's special because what we like to do is, for a limited time, just for 7 days, is put out 7 unique voyages that people can get at a very healthy discount. And once we sell enough cabins at that special rate, we basically close it down, and then we're off to the next 7 for 7 sale. So it's really a one-time type of offer that we change up every week. And so each Thursday, we release a new set of 7 cruises. And in this particular list, we've got 7 cruises departing in 2020. But it doesn't mean that there aren't some bargains last minute. While we sell out on many of our popular itineraries each year, we've still got bargains in Alaska for 2019. And right in the middle of prime time, we're talking in the middle of July and early August, where we have some bargains that are part of just a different sale. And so if you can go in July this summer, you can grab a suite on the Star Legend for 12 nights in Alaska for as low as $21.99 plus taxes.
Whoa.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
It took me a second to listen to that price and go, wait a minute, that's amazing. But yeah, and these prices on the flyer that you forwarded over to me, Elise, are really incredible. I mean, it's easily a 50% savings on a lot of these, or more significant than that. So that's incredible. Really,
you know, yesterday, I had someone who wanted to do the Norwegian fjords. They had seen it on a 7 for 7, and the sailings were sold out. So I actually called Dave and I said, Dave, can you make sure that these are paid in full and not just deposited waiting? Because these people are, here's my credit card, just book me. And you know what? You wait too long because these aren't those monster ships. These are small, intimate vessels, and they do sell out quickly. So if there is something, I can't encourage you enough to say, you know, go ahead, make your reservation. And also, if there's something you're looking for that's not yet out that you're hoping for, let us know. We'll keep an eye on it for you. We'll let you know that, oh, I want to do this, you know, we want to go in this month and we want to go here. Well, as soon as that comes up on the specials, we'll jump right on it and make sure you don't lose out like these other people did who waited too long.
Yeah, yeah. And that's important to have that relationship with your travel agent, right? I mean, that's what you're talking about, Elise, you build this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, yeah, you can go online, you can look, and, you know, there's so much information. And, you know, these people say, you know, I'm tired of looking online. I want you to book this for me. Mm-hmm. I'm overwhelmed. And
right.
There is a lot of information out there.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. Like I said, we don't charge more. We just offer more value than doing it on your own.
Yeah, that's exciting. David, can you tell us a little bit more about this Ireland and Iceland Overlooked Treasures Tour? This looks so cool.
You know, that's kind of a one-off itinerary, because we have so many itineraries that we just do once or twice a year. And that way we can keep our ships always moving in a direction. So we're going to new ports and new destinations each week. And that's for those people who like to stay on board for multiple cruise segments. So while I don't have that itinerary in front of me, I can tell you anything out of Ireland is absolutely amazing. And the destinations that we go along the way are places that the bigger ships don't go to.
Mm-hmm.
And these are little small ports in some islands in the North Sea. And they're places that are really special because they're not visited by mass tourism. But that's what Windstar is all about, is getting people to places like Iceland and places off the beaten path.
Right. And I think that this one, the way that it's sort of phrased, Fire and Ice, Ireland and Iceland's Overlooked Treasures, and for someone who is a fan of the Game of Thrones series, that these are places where they have been filming. And so I would hope that there might, you know, at least be a little bit of opportunity to see places or to be in areas where some filming may have happened, and just sort of really get that feeling of the series of that just ended. So, you know, if you're pining for more Game of Thrones, then this might be the cruise for you.
And I can
guarantee
example,
you
Belfast.
They have some stuff.
Oh, they do? Okay, but, great.
Yeah, and there's
Belfast
also
is a stop.
There's also going to be stops on other destinations, because we go to Croatia, where they did some filming some years back for Game of Thrones, and there are all types of tours that are offered there just related to Game of Thrones.
Okay, excellent. So if you want to maybe redo season 8, you weren't happy with it, go on a cruise and bring your role-playing gear out there and have some fun on the ice out in Reykjavik. That could be fun. But really, there's all kinds of opportunities. When you think about travel, and this is a really interesting thing, you know, you think of what is your dream trip. And everyone who might think of right now as they're listening to the show, they have a different idea of what their dream trip is. But the nice thing about Windstar is that the luxury and the care and the details that are looked at on these cruises are going to whatever that destination might be. If it's more tropical, if it is in the wilds up in Alaska, if it's anywhere in between, sailing to Asia, any of these things are something that you could make happen for someone, what their dream trip is about. So really reaching out to Elise to make sure that she can help you get the right trip and the best deal, because she's keeping an eye on it all the time along with her team. And then really choosing a great product like the Windstar Cruises, putting those things together. And as you said, Elise, it's not going to cost you more.
No, that's the best part. People think travel agents cost more, and they don't. And the fact that we are so much more familiar with gems of cruise lines,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially Windstar, not all of them, but I really am partial to Windstar because I think they have a great product, and they're not a name recognition jumping out like some other companies, you know. So you need to really get familiar. They're in our backyard, and it's a great way to experience it. If you can get away in July and August, there's still great space. Cool. Experience it for yourself and understand why I love these small ships, why I think they're a great value, and where you'll be traveling with them again going forward.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much, David, and we'll talk with you again soon. And we'll see you then this evening at Merrill Lynch, which is our free sort of mixer with Windstar, 6 p.m. to 7:30. If you can, send an email to Elise to let her know that you're going to be there, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, and know that there's going to be some very cool specials and prizes that we'll be giving away this evening that you won't be able to get anywhere else. So we would love to see you there. Thank you so much, Elise, and thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. This is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.